Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the franchisors one on one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Maureen Ricaldi, the winner of the Voice of McDonald's. And the Voice of McDonald's is the largest global singing competition of its kind, open to 1.7 million McDonald's restaurant employees around the world. McDonald's is the world's leading global food service retailer and franchise with more than 33,000 locations, serving approximately 64 million customers in 119 countries. I'm going to talk to Maureen about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 8 years we've been asking the franchisors one-on-one. I'm your host Marty McDermott, I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Maureen Ricaldi, the winner of the Voice of McDonald's. And the Voice of McDonald's is the largest global singing competition of its kind, open to 1.7 million McDonald's restaurant employees around the world. Hey Maureen, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm doing great. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great. Sorry, that was probably a little loud,
awesome.
Wasn't it?
Oh, no, I mean, it was just kind of trippy hearing my voice for a minute. I was like,
I know.
That?
You know, we wanted to surprise you. I love the version of that song, by the way. I have to tell you, my son has become a Michael Jackson fan, and he heard that version, and he thought you did it better. So it's saying a lot, isn't it?
Don't say that. Oh, my goodness. That's very sweet of him.
It was fantastic. You did a great job, Maureen. So, I should tell everyone first
you.
That... You know, I've had the opportunity of working with you at Kaplan University, and then I learned about you through your introduction, you know, and I saw your YouTube videos. I showed my wife, and she said, "You got to have Maureen on the show." And I'm a big fan of McDonald's too, you know. So, but maybe we could just start off talking about, you know, you have an amazing background for such a young person, Maureen. Maybe we could start, you know, telling our listeners how you got involved with McDonald's, and you know, a little bit about yourself as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was awesome being one of your students. I learned so much
thank
from you.
You.
Just, I want to start off by saying that.
Oh, thank you.
So many of the things that you were, you know, talking about, I've been able to apply to, like, real life now,
oh,
and it's just
so happy.
Awesome.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you
thank
need you. To know you're very, very good at,
thank
you know, being
you.
A professor and changing lives. So,
thank you.
Oh, you're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you for saying that. That's
oh,
wonderful.
Yeah. It's just the truth.
Thank you. No, it's wonderful, Maureen. You know, I mean, yeah, I've worked with thousands of students. You know, I've been teaching
mm-hmm.
now for, oh my God, I guess it's like 13, 14 years now. So I've worked with thousands of students up to this point, you know, and you really, you stood out in the classroom, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things
mm-hmm.
that you were just doing right, you know, and you wish that all your students could, you know, give it, you know, 1,000%. It seems like everything you do, you put, you know, everything into it, you know, and I think that's probably
yeah.
why you've been so successful up to this point.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I feel like my head is, like, swelling to an abnormal size right now.
Well, you know, it's great, though.
Yeah,
I mean, because, again, I mean, you're so young, you know, at this point, you know, and, I mean, how did you even get, like, involved in music, Maureen? I mean, I always, you know, I think as people, we all want to be rock stars one day, you know what I mean? And we all want to be able to sing, and all of us tried singing in the mirror or the shower, you know, and it just doesn't work. But you have that talent. I mean, did you know at such an early age you wanted to sing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been singing since I was 3 years old, so it's been
wow.
quite a bit of years that I've been singing. And really, it all kind of started with it was out of nowhere, really. I just started singing one day, and my family heard something,
mm-hmm.
and they have been supportive from day one. I mean, my mom has been such an incredible role model to me, and
yeah.
and I guess I can go a little bit into the McDonald's story. You were saying
yeah,
that
I'd like
I put
to hear that.
Yeah, you were saying that I put 100% into everything I do, and I think I owe a lot of that to, you know, working at McDonald's and really
wow.
starting off right. They really teach you the fundamentals of working, the fundamentals of life, and so I owe a lot to that company. But anyway, I guess a little bit about me. I'm 26 years old. I've been singing my entire life, and I guess that's really almost what I'm known for nowadays. I was just chosen to sing the national anthem at the Kaplan University graduation in a week.
I am so proud of you. That is wonderful. I've seen your rendition, by the way, of the national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. It's not the first time you've sung it, you know, and it's just so inspirational when you hear you sing it, you know. So I'm so happy that you're the one that gets to do it. I've been to those graduation ceremonies, and it's always, sometimes I even think it's more at Kaplan University because, as you know, we have a lot of students in the military, you know. So
yeah.
It's always very emotional, you know, when you know, someone sings the national anthem at our graduation ceremonies.
Yeah.
You know, you see a lot of people crying and you know, when they hear your voice, they're going to love it. So, you know, I'll have to watch it on video this year, but that's okay. I'll get to watch the live version through the internet. So that's
definitely. Well, yeah, I definitely know what you mean. Every time I sing that song, I'm emotional because there's mm-hmm. so much meaning to it, and especially for the veterans that, you know, we have in the students that have served in the military. It's just, it's an honor to be singing in front of them and even
yeah.
to be in their presence. So,
absolutely. Your mom was involved in McDonald's too, wasn't she, Maureen?
Yes. I can go
that,
a little
I guess
bit.
That would be, maybe that would be interesting because, you know, I know she's
yeah.
been working with them for some time now, hasn't she?
Oh, yes, she has, definitely. And so when people ask me, how long have you worked at McDonald's? I say, technically and legally, I've been working since I was 16 years old, I guess.
That's
but
great.
I know I was in the restaurant, I think when I was about 2 weeks old, my mom probably in because she has been in the McDonald's system for almost 40 years now. That was her first job. She grew up in New Jersey, in Bayonne, New Jersey, and that was her first job, and she went and got it, and she's just been amazing at it. And obviously, she's had incredible success because she worked herself from a crew member to being an owner-operator of two franchises in Southern California. So it took her across the country, and she's just I don't know, she's just been so good at her job and so good at raising children. I have two siblings, and we're just all, so, like, we have so much ambition because she really instilled that in us from such an early age. And I learned so much from her, and I learned so much from her career at McDonald's and listening to her speak about it. It's incredible. It really is.
That's fantastic. I didn't realize your mom was from Bayonne, by the way. I mean, it's I have, you know, I've lived in New Jersey actually most of my life, you know, so I'm very familiar with Bayonne and the Bayonne Bridge.
Oh,
it's such a beautiful bridge. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to see it, but Bayonne in the old days, that was
quite often.
Yeah, that was the place in the old days, you know, where the ships used to come into the docks and everything like that, you know. So that's fantastic. We're going to have your mom on the show, by the way, too, you know, because I mean, a lot of us don't know, you know, what it's like to, you know, work within a McDonald's. And, you know, I've been hosting this show now for 8 years. We've done, it's like approaching like 450 interviews. And I can't tell you how often McDonald's comes up on the show or someone McDonald's, because it's really, it's probably the most sophisticated franchise system on the planet Earth, you know. I mean, it's a great story how they started and where they are today, and they wouldn't have been able to get that far if it wasn't for franchising, you know, because now I think they're up to, like, what, 33,000 restaurants, so, like, in 119 different countries. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it? You hear that?
It really is. It's amazing.
It's something. And then they had this great contest, you know, that you know, you made me familiar with, the Voice of McDonald's. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because I thought that competition was amazing. It kind of had similarities to, like, maybe like an American Idol or The Voice or something like that, which is becoming very popular today. But the competition's pretty intense, because if every employee at McDonald's is eligible to enter, I guess that's like 1.7 million employees you compete against. So it's pretty intense, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And when I actually auditioned, it was 1.8 million, and I think it's up to 1.9 million at this point. Last time I checked,
that's
it was.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it is. And so I guess, yeah, I mean, you did a really great job. I wish that I had the answer when anyone asked me what the Voice of McDonald's is. You just summed it up perfectly. I mean, it's a singing competition for all the McDonald's employees, really, in the world. And we auditioned. I sent in a video, and I was chosen. I was kind of really surprised when I was chosen, because I live in Southern California, and that's, there's a lot of talent here, and I'm aware of that.
Yes.
And, you know, so that was, I wasn't expecting anything from it, and I think that was the right attitude to go in with. But, you know, I had already established relationships with a lot of people in the McDonald's system because of my mom, because I was already a general manager for 3 years at that point, and I had won the Outstanding Restaurant Manager Award 3 years in a row.
That's amazing.
So I'm very proud of that. It's more, that to me is kind of more of an accomplishment than winning the Voice of McDonald's, because, you know, it shows that my hard work, it's not just, you know, being able to sing, but I've been told that I know how to sing quite well. But being a manager is, especially at a young age, it was really difficult to integrate myself into that role. And I was told that I was doing a good job, and I received recognition for it. So obviously I was doing a good enough job. And so I was, you know, recognized, and I was affirmed that, you know, I was doing a great job, and it was awesome. But I guess at that point, when I won the Outstanding General Manager Award, and then I heard about the Voice of McDonald's, I just submitted in a video, and I was chosen, and I guess we went to Hollywood to record music videos that the public could vote on, and my community came together just the biggest support in the world, and that also reaffirms the networking that I have done in the past, and just the importance of doing that as any working individual, whatever position you are, if you're a crew member, if you're a manager, if you're a CEO, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to network, and you never know what kind of opportunities are going to arise, what doors are going to open when you talk to people. You just don't know. And the relationships that I've built what really helped me get to the point that I did, and I was chosen to represent the United States, and I went to Florida and sang to 25,000 people, and it was an incredible experience, and so many opportunities have come from that. And I'm so thankful for the support that I received from my community, from my working team, from my mom, from my family all together, and from McDonald's, obviously.
It's wonderful what you just said. I'd love for all of my students to hear what you just said, because I've been talking about this for so long now, Maureen. It's the importance of networking. I mean, it really does work, doesn't it? You know, I mean, you can see how your life's changed, and again, you realize that, you know, networking is so important to just meeting people and making new connections, isn't it? I mean, it's really
definitely.
That's fantastic. And then, you know, we saw the clip, too, of there's that great clip of you singing with it looked like some of the others from some of the other countries, Nothing's Gonna Stop Me. And my son loves that song. He's 7 years old. I said, here, you have to listen to this, you know, and he's like, play it again, Daddy, play it again, you know, so now he's hooked, but it's such a great song. Is that an original song for that? It was.
One of the advertising agents, I think, one of the McDonald's people in the McDonald's system has been involved with Voice of McDonald's for, I think, about the past 10 years since its existence. And so she wrote that song, and we all sang the song, we weren't together, but they kind of spliced the video together and made it. And that was all the U.S. contestants. So McDonald's U.S. is broken into 22 regions, and so that was our representatives, and then, you know, I was chosen out of that group to represent the United States. But I thought that song was really cool, because it's a memory that we could look back on and just, you know, reminisce about and just have forever.
It's a motivational song, isn't it? It's very inspirational when you listen to it. You know, it's got that nice beat. I've never heard the song before, but it's very catchy. I mean, you hear it once and you like it, you know? So it's really interesting. Who's been, like, your influences, Maureen? I mean, like, who do you listen to, you know, when
you're... musical influence?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I think you already know the answer, but honestly, my biggest musical influence has been always will be Michael Jackson.
Of course, I respect
him as an individual and as a music writer. I mean, it's not easy writing music, especially, I mean, I don't like to diss anyone in the current music system, but I mean, I feel like music, songwriting as a profession has just degenerated almost. And so I really appreciate music, older music. That's what I technically like. I mean, I really, really love the Beatles. I love Led Zeppelin. I really love the rock bands of the 60s, and I love the 80s. And my mom loves the 70s, so she's kind of like that. But I mean, it has so many musical influences, and I do have to keep up on the more popular music of today, because that's what a lot of requests I have as a performer. They want the music of today, the popular, the hypey songs. And so, you know, I know those, and I like those too. It's just, you know, musical influence, it comes really from the songwriting and from, you know, Michael Jackson wrote the soundtrack of a lifetime, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I really respect him for that. And, the Beatles are very close second.
That's fantastic. It's amazing, you know, with Michael Jackson. I mean, how it doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are, you know. I mean, even my son listening to, you know, something like his music, it's timeless, isn't it? I mean, it's just, he's one of those people that just able to, you know, his voice will really be around forever, won't it, I think, you know, because he was so magical, wasn't he?
Oh, you're like, I have the biggest smile on my face right now.
Yeah, no, he is. I mean, we love Michael Jackson, you know, and you know, we play him in the house, and it's just, I found it fascinating that my son at such a young age likes his music, you know. You just say, my God, if you're 90 years old, right, or 7 years old, you know, people still loved him. I mean, he was something else. And is, you know, you said something very profound for a young person, is that, you know, we find that too, Maureen, is that, you know, the music today is not the same as it was, you know, back in your mom's day, you know, or my day, you know, 70s, 80s. It's just, there's something different about it. I suspect that you get a lot of people asking you if you're going to try out for the American Idols or The Voice. I mean, what do you think of those shows? You probably get that question every day, don't you?
Yes. I ask that way too often, I think. And I usually have the same answer. I just say, I think that those shows are great. I think that they definitely serve a purpose. They're a great way to just to showcase a talent, you know, and especially people who haven't been discovered. And I think it's a great venue to do that. But personally, I don't think that I would ever audition for a show like that. I think that the connections that I've made and the reason why I do it, the reason why I sing is really not so much for recognition and for popularity and for people to know my name. It's just when I get up on a stage and I start singing and I see faces, that's really just kind of what fuels me. And I don't need to go on a show to validate my, you know, like the reason why I do it. So that's kind of what I tell them. It's like, I love the shows. I love watching them. They're really fun to watch. But I don't think I would ever put myself through that because it's pretty heart-wrenching when you don't, you know, when you don't get to the point where you want to. And you know, I don't think it's so much fear. I just don't think I want to put myself through that.
No, it's true. And you have, you know, you have your niche in the market now, too. Is, I mean, here you are, the one with the McDonald's, which, you know, again, if you think about it, you know, I mean, all the if you take all the employees that are eligible to try out for, you know, mentioning 1.8 million, I think you could probably almost stop right there and say, okay, that's, you know, that's enough. That's almost just as big as anything else that's out there. You know, it's just different, you know. So, you know, I think it's a wonderful contest. So what's next for you, Maureen? I mean, I know, you know, probably everyone like tags you with like associating with like, you know, what are you going to do with music? But do you know like what you want to do yet? I mean, as far as, again, you just recently graduated from Kaplan University. Wonderful.
Yes.
So that must feel great for you, huh?
Oh my goodness, I graduated summa cum laude, like highest honors. I wasn't expecting
that's
that.
Amazing.
I just got my diploma in the mail and I saw that and I just freaked out. I was so excited that, you know, hard work pays off. And to me, you know, that is just something that I've been working for such a long time. And it's a totally different feeling from, you know, winning the Voice of McDonald's. Not that I didn't work hard for that, but that was more like, you know, a fun thing. But this is really like those late nights, those writing those papers, the everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it all came together, and I have that piece of paper to prove it, and my hard work is just, it's all paid off. And so I'm actually very, very excited to say that I've already been accepted to study my master's degree in Oxford, England. So I'm going to be moving to England in like probably 3 months, I think it is.
Oh, that's going to be incredible for you. I mean, you must be so excited.
Yeah. I really am. I think it's just going to, that's going to be huge networking opportunities too, because it only takes a year over there to get a master's, so I have to really cram a lot of things in there. But I think that I'm really ready for the challenge. It's going to be amazing.
That's fantastic. How can our listeners, I mean, is there anything, like all the people really have to do is really Google your name and you kind of come up on the internet, like number one anyway. But I mean, is that the best way for people to get in touch with you, Maureen, if there's anyone out there that wants to, you know, learn more about you? Do they just type in Maureen Ricaldi? We will have links, by the way, like on our show page where they can link to like your YouTube page, which, by the way, that Michael Jackson song, I didn't notice it. I just noticed it this morning. It got, was it 64,000 listens already? I don't know if you knew that, but that's a lot. That's amazing, isn't
it?
I mean, 64,000 people listen to that. That's just that one song alone, you know, that doesn't include all the others that you've done. And I forgot to mention, I also saw you were in a McDonald's commercial too, weren't you?
I was, That kind of came about with the Voice of McDonald's as well.
It did.
And, you know, we didn't really sing in it, but I mean, just being in a commercial and also, I mean, it's just never something you expect to see yourself in. And that premiered for the Summer Olympics. So, like, I was watching the Summer Olympics and saw myself on TV. I'm like, wow, that's so weird, but it's so cool.
It is, isn't it? Well, that's my first opportunity to say when I saw the commercial, because I remember that commercial too. You know, I said, oh my God.
Oh,
you know, here I am years later looking at it. I said, oh my God, that you were in my class, you know, and it was just, you know, you get to see you, you know, and it's really, it's a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know, when you see yourself on TV and it premiered before the Olympics, and a lot of people saw that commercial. So it really, you've had some amazing experience at such a young age, and you know, I think your future is going to be incredible. You know, I think you're going to have a lot of different choices. So,
seriously, gosh, thank you. I mean, I feel so blessed and so, I don't know, just so lucky to have the opportunity to speak like this. And like you were saying, you know, how do people reach out to me? I think with social networking nowadays, it's so easy to do that, and we really have to utilize that as a tool, you know. Just be smart about it, because, you know, I've heard some scary stories. So,
yeah, exactly. You're right about that. It's true. It's true. You know, and it, for me, it's you know, it shows that it's so easy to find you. I mean, if you, someone just types in Maureen Ricaldi, you know, your YouTube page comes up, you know, and you know, you have all those different clips, you know, of you know, you singing and things like that. So I think that'll probably be a good way for, you know, people to find you. You know, it's got to be tough when you get that celebrity status, right? You got to be a little careful about, you know, giving out your numbers and email addresses and things like that, you know. But you're right about that, you know. So we have one of the clips, if you don't mind, we're going to close out the show with we're going to play like 45 seconds of Nothing's Going to Stop Me, if you don't mind, Maureen, and because I thought that clip was fantastic, and that'll give.
I haven't heard it in a long time, so cool.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet. So we're going to play now, and I want to thank you again for coming on the show. You have been an amazing guest, and you are going to be very successful, Maureen. So I'd like you to stay in touch with me and send me some emails from time to time, you know, as you're going for your master's.
Of course I will.
And it has been a privilege for me to talk to you. And this is Maureen Ricaldi singing Nothing's Gonna Stop Me. And thanks again, Maureen. It was great to talk to
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great talking to you, too.
Interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 8 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For each podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 8 years and over 400 shows, and during that time we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Chris Simic, who is the founder of FranchiseTeacher.com, and Chris has over 30 years of business and franchise experience as an independent business owner, a franchisee, and a franchisor. And Chris said something very profound that we haven't heard on our show in over 8 years. He mentioned that you have to almost work harder to fail at franchising than to succeed in franchising, and he explains why.
Most people, about 90% I think I've seen, buy a business other than they first looked at.
Wow, that's amazing.
So
it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a big number too, isn't it, Chris? You know, that, you know, most people, they go in with these certain expectations and they come out with something different, you know, and I find that fascinating.
I absolutely, it never ceases to astound me, but I think that speaks to the value of franchising as a business model and a business method, because people don't have to be in something just because they know it. And quite candidly, sometimes getting involved in a business that you would rather do, that you were not involved in, allows you the luxury of taking a new career path and to develop something you never would have had the opportunity to had it not been, you know, systematized and prioritized for you. You know, in franchising, it's said that you have to really almost work harder to fail than to succeed, because if you have a good franchise system, if you follow directions, you have to almost purposely not follow them to not do well.
That's true. That's fantastic. We have this great quote in franchising. I think we're going to put that one in there, Chris. I think that's very original, and it's very true. What advice would you give to our listeners? You know, we find that most of them, they're just beginning their search to buy a franchise, Chris, and we find that, you know, most of them just simply, they don't even know where to begin, like you were saying. What advice would you give to them?
I do, when I speak to people looking at franchise, I give them three different pieces of advice. One, make sure you're looking for a business for the right reason. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people have things happen in their life. They lose a job or something happens, and they react and maybe say, well, okay, maybe I'll go buy a business. That may not be the reason to do it versus having the luxury of selectivity that here's my opportunity that was created by some adversity. Second thing is that they have to make sure that they are able to be franchisees, that not everybody is designed to be able to follow the systems, procedures, and the processes it takes to be a successful franchise owner. And then I tell them quite candidly is pick a couple of the industries and the price ranges that may have interest to you, and then kind of pin down from there, either using the resources of a consultant or a broker or a team member or on their own, either way. But I think that if they take their time, follow the steps, and do it for the right reasons, they'll be on a much smoother pathway to success in owning their own business.
That's well said. What's in the future then for Franchise Teacher, Chris? I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Well, Marty, we've been extremely fortunate and blessed that the business has been around, you know, through Century Franchise Group for many years, and our new franchiseteacher.com has taken off. We're representing right now, seven-plus brands. I think in 5 years our focus will really be even more fine-tuned. As the consumer or the prospective business owner is looking for more and more specific information, breaking down to teach, coach, consult, and advise, I think will be a way for us to assist people in what they need. You know, people, again, don't know what they don't know, but
right.
I think information overload sometimes discourages people too early. They say, this is too much for me to process.
Mm.
But we can break it
That's
down
true.
Into bite-sized pieces. I think more and more people, especially the younger generation, who are looking for the advice and the information they want when they want it, I think is, you know, going to do nothing more than continue. Then our next business venture, which launches at the end of this year, is looking to capture all the different franchise brands around the world and put them into one place. So we're looking forward to a future. And franchising is going nowhere but growing. You know, as you
right
out a long time too, the number of franchise opportunities, and the world's getting to be a smaller place. I think you're going to find a lot opportunities coming in and going out of different marketplaces and different countries accessible to more people.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Chris, for our listeners to get more information on franchiseteacher.com? Obviously, franchiseteacher.com, but any numbers you'd like them to call or email addresses?
Well, actually, Mario, we appreciate www.franchiseteacher.com. And
okay.
my business partner, Dave, and I offer them the free one-hour consultation. Fill out the form and take advantage of it.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Chris, for finally coming on the show. You know, I've been following your career for a long time now, you know, and I have just been very impressed with everything that you've done, you know. So when I saw this, I mentioned to you, we don't typically call people to come on the show, you know, but I had to have you specifically on the show. So it was an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today.
Marty, ditto, and again, congratulations on your PhD doctor. I have read your thesis, and I would recommend it reading if people can get through
that's
information.
I really appreciate that you read it too, because that's an honor coming from you. So that's fantastic. Well, I want to thank you again, Chris.
Thank
and we'll
you.
Be right back with more franchise interviews.